So let's have a look at a short-term source of finance. So these have to be repaid within 1 year or 12 months. And the different types we're going to look at are trade credit or credit sales, number one. Number two, accrued expenses. Number three, a bank overdraft. Number four, factoring. And number five, invoice discounting. So the first one, number one, trade credit, usually used for businesses. Your definition is it means receiving goods from suppliers now, but paying for them later. During this period, a business can use the money to pay bills that are urgent. To receive prompt payment, suppliers usually offer discounts to businesses and charge interest for later payments. So usually businesses work on credit, usually 30 days credit. You get the asset, you can sell it on, get some money, use that money then to pay your own bills, and then within the 30 days, then you're going to pay this invoice back. Suppliers then will give you a discount if you pay it back before the 30 days. After the 30 days, then they'll give you an interest on it. A couple of things then, the amount available for trade credit may vary on the size of the purchase. The cost using trade credit can mean losing out on discounts, and a firm may be given a poor credit rating if they're late paying their debts. Control, no security is required, but suppliers can retain ownership to the goods until payment is made. And risk, low risk, but businesses' reputation may be damaged with suppliers if it is too slow paying its bills. Accrued expenses then, number two. So this can be used both for household and businesses, and your definition for accrued expenses. This is also known as unpaid expenses. It means delaying payment of bills and using the money to pay more urgent expenses. So business and households can delay paying bills like your gas or electricity until absolutely necessary, so before they get cut off, and use this money to pay other bills. Households have to be careful that they do not delay too much, else they will maybe cut off until the bills are paid. So we don't pay the bills now, we pay for them sometime in the future. And we use that money then for more urgent expenditure. The amount relatively small, cost no interest is paid, but businesses and household may lose out on discounts from prompt payment. Security is not required and control is not effective. And risk, a business or household may get a bad reputation for not paying debts and for settling debts on time. Number three, then, your bank overdraft. So a definition of a bank overdraft. These are short-term bank loans giving the current account holder permission to withdraw money greater than they have actually in their current account. The maximum amount of the loan has to be agreed in advance with the bank. So it's an agreement between you and the bank that up to a certain limit that you can take money out if there's no money in your account. So a business would use that. Business might get a bank overdraft of 10 grand. So if they don't have any money in their account, the bank will lend them 10 grand. So that means they can pay bills and continue. And then when the money goes into the account, the bank will take it back off. So amount varies according to the assets or cash of the household. Cost interest is charged on a daily basis on the amount borrowed, with rates depending on the credit rating of the household or business. A fee may also be charged. Control, often security is not required, and risk, the bank can demand payment at any time. Number four, factoring debt. This is usually used for a business. So your definition, this means selling the right to collect payment from your debtors to a factoring or a debt collecting firm. So you might have debts of maybe 100,000 from a debter. You're finding hard for them to pay you. So you'll go to a debt collecting firm or a factoring firm and you'll give them 80 grand, or they'll give you 80 grand. So you get 80 grand from the firm. And then the firm will go to your suppliers and get the 100 grand, or try to get the 100 grand. So they'll make a profit of 20 grand. Depending on the size of your debtors, large sums of finance can be raised quickly. So we can get the money. We won't get the full amount of money, but we'll get a percentage of it. The cost, it can be expensive, as factoring firms will only pay a percentage of the full debt. So they're not going to give you the full amount of money, because they need to make a profit. So you could lose an awful lot of money on it, depending on how much they'll pay you. There's control, no loss of control of the business, and risk, a firm that is seen factoring their debts may be seen as desperate for cash, so there could be damage to the reputation. And the last one then, invoice discounting, usually used for businesses. Your definition for this is when a business gets a loan from a bank to the value of some percentage of the amount owed to the business by its consumers. When the customers or debtors settle the bill, the money is then used by the company to pay back the loan to the bank. So you go to the bank, tell them, this is how much money I'm owed. Can you give me some some money, or he can give us a lend of money. And then when the debtors pay us, we will pay back the loan. So large amounts may be available depending on the firm's debts, or may depend on the firm's debtors. Banks can charge expensive fees for this service. The control then, so the business retains full ownership of the debts. And for risk, there's no risk to the reputation of the business. So there's your five short-term sources of finance. One, trade creditors. Two, accrued expenses. Three, bank overdraft. Four, factoring. And five, invoice discounting.